Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
Okay, so today I want to talk about music, and I want you to think a little bit about this because Billboard came out with their 50 best albums of the year so far. Because remember, it's only June, everybody. So I was looking at this list and I was like, we need to discuss on the radio the 50 best albums of the year so far. And you can share yours at 414-533-1037. Or maybe you're going to share your favorite album of all time. Because I'm telling you guys, Hudson asks me this all the time. He's very into music. And he'll look at me and he'll go, favorite album of all time. And I'll be like, Hudson, this is too much, right? It's too serious of a question. I can't answer that. I'm too much of a music lover. Nothing is going to take the cake on this. I have a lot. Well, here's who Billboard said so far this year made the list. Bad Bunny's album, Sabrina Carpenter's album, yes, Billie Eilish, yes to all of these, by the way, Kendrick Lamar, yes, Glorilla, yes, Elton John and Brandi Carlile, I didn't know they had an album, but okay, sure, oh, Lady Gaga's on here, yes, even Morgan Wallen, fine, I'll put him on this list, okay. So, these are the 50 best albums of the year so far, but I want to know what your favorite album of all time is, because... You guys, I mean, I feel like your favorite album of all time has to be something that you could probably sing all of. And I'm also realizing right now, as Hudson always asks me this, my 11-year-old, that I even asked Genuine this, how artists don't make full albums a lot of times anymore. So, I mean, obviously all of these people did. Sabrina Carpenter's got a full album. Kendrick's got a full album. But a lot of times you'll see a lot of music artists just want one big hit. They're chasing the stream. They're chasing the numbers. And they don't do a full album. They just do singles. Well, I appreciate the full album. And I even brought up the interludes with Genuine. Like, what happened to the interludes back in the day? And if you know, you know. That's all I'm going to say about that. So, 414-533-1037. No shame. I wonder if people are going to be, because to me, I feel like your favorite album is somewhat personal. I mean, it's a personal thing if music is personal to you, but what would it be? And you don't have to sound cool. I just want you to be honest here, because this is the other problem when you talk about music. Everybody tries to sound cool. No. What is your favorite album? I don't care if it's Barry Manilow, for crying out loud, if you even know who that is. We're going to talk to you guys next.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ, get your brain going with the question of the day.
I love reading all of your texts this morning because we are talking about your favorite album of all time, because Billboard came out with the top 50 albums of the year so far. Some of the people that made that list: Kendrick, Billie Eilish, Sabrina Carpenter, obviously. And so I'm asking you, and I'm reading the text. I don't want to steal anyone's thunder who's waiting on the phone, but Kayla texted in, chocolate starfish, hot dog flavored water, best album. She's talking about Limp Bizkit. Okay, somebody said Green Day, Dookie is still one of my favorites. And someone after my own heart said Dr. Dre, The Chronic. Thank you. I was waiting for that because I didn't want to steal anyone's thunder, but I was torn between The Chronic and Doggy Style, because I swear to God, that was all we listened to in high school on repeat, was Snoop and Dre. And maybe a little NSYNC at the end there. Maybe a little NSYNC. Okay, let's go to the phones. We're talking your favorite album of all time. I have no idea what she's going to say, but one of our regulars got through. Ashley's in Cudahy. Ashley, good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, you pick Four Non Blondes as your theme song, so this makes me think it's going to be something in the rock genre. Am I on or am I way off?
You're probably pretty on, because I was like, do I do, like, because my 90s brain was like, do I do Backstreet Boys?
You do whatever you want. You do whatever you want with no shame, and you say that, I love this whole album, I can sing it, I know every song. That's your favorite album, in my opinion. Is that it?
But it's not my favorite album, as much as I love my Backstreet Boys.
Oh, okay.
It's actually Alanis Morissette. Jagged Little Pill.
Dude, you're not the only one that wrote that in. Natalie of Menominee Falls texted that in as well.
Mm-hmm. That's my girl right there.
If you can sing the B-cuts on an album, it's your favorite album.
Yeah.
That's my personal opinion. But anyway, I digress. All right, Ashley. Well, thank you. So you say not Backstreet. It's going to be Alanis Morissette. I'll receive it. Okay. Thank you, Ashley. Have a good day.
You too.
Bye.
Bye.
All right. Mike's in Racine, day 3. Mike, welcome back. You're almost there, dude.
Hey, I'm almost there.
You're almost there. Theme song. 2 more days to go. All right.
Yeah, we're going to get there.
We are, Mike. Okay. So how old are you, Mike? You're younger, aren't you?
I'm going to be 31 in July.
Okay, you're DZ's age. So your tastes are going to be a little different, because DZ and I share a ton, but we're also a lot different, because I was alive during, he was too, but you know what I'm saying? I was older during the Chronic and all those things, whereas he likes things that I necessarily, missed out on. So what are you going to say your favorite album is, Mike?
Yeah, I think this one might catch you off guard, but it's for sure My World by Justin Bieber.
No! I love that, Mike.
I'm a huge believer.
No way. Dude, I'm learning so much about you this week, and I'm loving every second of it. You're a believer.
Yeah,
you're a professional volleyball player. Mike, I want to be friends.
Hey, we can make that happen.
Honest to God, you sound fun. Oh, my gosh. All right, Mike. Well, 2 more days to go, and then you'll get your own theme song. And I'm wondering if you're going to make it a Justin Bieber song now. Now I'm wondering.
Let's see.
I'll have to wait and
see. Would it be Friday and then Monday?
Friday and Monday. Yes, this is a great question. People always want to know, what about the weekends? We skip over the weekend, and then Monday would be day 5 for you. Cool?
Okay.
Yep. So you got to do this, Mike. You got to do this. Let's go. All right, Mike. Have a good day.
All right, Ellie. You too. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye. People trying to get their own theme songs, calling 5 days in a row. So we have one more caller on the phone, but we're talking about your favorite albums of all time, because Billboard came out with this list of the top albums of the year so far. And I mean, there's a lot of great albums on this list, like Lady Gaga, Morgan Wallen, Sabrina Carpenter, Billie Eilish, Bad Bunny, Kendrick, Glorilla. You get the picture. But I'm asking basically, who is your favorite of all time is what I want to know. So we are going to go to our next person. She just got her own theme song recently. Anna in Sherman Park. Anna, good morning.
Wake it up, Milwaukee.
Woo-hoo, girl.
Music therapy is our way to go.
It really is. I mean, we love music, right? So Anna, what are you going to say is your favorite album of all time?
okay, maybe it's not of all time, but the one you can sing like just about every song to is Madonna's The Immaculate Collection.
Girl. You know what's so funny? This is so funny that you brought up Madonna because, yes, love Madonna. My kids were asking me about her the other day, and I said, you have no idea how racy. Madonna was everything in the 80s. I was like, she was like the naughtiest of the naughty. I mean, the fact that she sang about sex, oh my God. You know, people
nobody
almost
would
lost.
Even know they, what that song of who that girl
nobody,
is.
Nobody. I'm telling you, nobody. And it was like, I'm telling you, Madonna was great and still performs and does her thing at like 60. And she looks like 40, 50. It's crazy. She's probably older than that.
I will also share two other things. We still got to give it up for The Temptations and Pat Benatar.
Oh, look at you pulling some of the older ones out, too. I love that. Somebody texted
I love
in.
New music, but we still got to stick with them old ones. Well,
you have the nostalgia.
It's a foundation for everybody.
Somebody did say Linkin Park. Mm-hmm, which is your theme song. Lisa in Stallywood said Salt and Pepper, the very necessary album. She said at 13, I was singing every dirty word. Yes. Is that the one where you're like, if I want to take a guy home with me tonight, it's none of your business. So there's, 13-year-old Lisa in West Dallas singing that. Kira said, yes, Snoop Dogg Doggy Style. That was one of mine. Oh, and then somebody texted in every Spice Girls album. You guys are cracking me up. Kelly in Sussex said any Beatles album. Becky says Bon Jovi, Slippery When Wet. You guys are cracking me up. And then, Marshall Mathers. That's Danielle and East Troy. Okay.
Eminem.
Outkast. Yep. Mm-hmm. Outkast. Somebody texted in Speaker Box. And then somebody said, I'm 34 and I love the Rumors album by Fleetwood Mac. No shame in the game. I'm taking all your things here and your album loves right here. Man. All right. Thanks for calling. We appreciate you, Anna.
Thank you. Okay. Love y'all.
Love you. Bye.
Mike, you got this.
You got your theme song, Mike. Don't give up, Anna says.
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
What, you got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
All right, DZ, welcome back, my friend.
Thank you, fam. It's good to be back.
I love having you on. And What Would DZ Do? It came from email. They wrote in for Am I the Jerk? But DZ, you know how this goes. This is not an Am I the Jerk. This is
one of the ones they got confused on.
Mm-hmm. And we get these a lot. And sometimes DZ and I look at each other because What Would DZ Do and Am I the Jerk are sisters, we've decided. But they're not, They're both kind of moral dilemmas or what should I do? But one, you just decide if they're a jerk, and this we actually give advice.
You get to elaborate. You get to think through a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and I can't remember his name, but let's just keep him anonymous. I think it's a him. Might be a girl. I can't remember. But from the email, my grandma died almost 20 years ago, DZ. My dad was an only child who inherited everything after my grandpa, who came to live with him, passed away. So grandma died 20 years ago. Grandpa lived with his dad until he died.
Fast forward, got it.
Says, my entire life, he was a drunk and abusive physically and emotionally to everyone. His dad.
Dad, not grandpa.
Yep, he says, until the day I got bigger and no longer took it. I recently found out that my grandma delegated her jewelry to us, her grandkids. My dad says that was mine. I will delegate as I see fit. So the dad's taking everything that was delegated in the will to the grandkids. So according to the will, all of this jewelry was supposed to be given to specific people. Now, my dad has been selling the jewelry for pennies on the dollar. I don't care about the money. I honestly think it's because I'm so sour about all he has put us through. I would like to get a lawyer and sue him for the pure principle of the situation to tell him, no, you can't just do whatever you want. Should I let it go or are my feelings justified? Okay, first of all, you're not the jerk. That's what you wrote in for. You're definitely not the jerk. But should you let it go? This is where I think DZ, you come in and you give
this
him some
where,
advice.
What would DZ
this
do
is where
in.
We discuss how you should handle this because this is clearly a vile. It feels like you need some justice, right? There's no justice here. This guy's selling all your things. He's taking your money, but it's the principle,
it's the principle, but how much do you want to really fight for the things that you don't care monetarily about?
Pick your battles.
I mean there's a bunch of battles that you could have picked with this man already.
Sure.
Doesn't sound like he's a positive influence in your life.
No.
As is. Mm-hmm. So why wouldn't this just be par for the course? I think it's because Graham Grahams is involved.
Well, she died 20 years ago. Yeah, so you have a positive, probably, vision
right.
of her.
Your childhood self remembers Grahams. Mm-hmm. You don't know how she actually was, if she actually was, whatever. But you know she left you things that make you remember her.
Mm-hmm.
Jewelry, i.e. whatever else she left you. Probably cute little pearl necklace you like to wear around. Good for you. Good for you.
Yeah.
No, for real.
Yeah.
But if your dad never gave it to you and you never knew about it, you're only salty because you just found out. And you're saying, another thing this deadbeat done did to me, yada, yada, woo, woo. That means you got to address something different. Because you're giving and projecting the jewelry onto more probably the lifetime of trauma that you've just had behind you. And
right.
it's got nothing to do with the jewelry whatsoever because they said they don't
but
care about the value.
But this is wrong. I would be angry, too. If somebody was selling what I was supposed to be left in a will and my dad's out selling the jewelry, I would be so angry. But would I want to go to court? I don't know about that.
angry, but I'd also, just thinking myself as a person, I probably
so
don't
hard.
Have a relationship with this individual. So the reason why you're selling the jewelry is probably not out of spite. Because the thing is, if we don't have a relationship and we ain't cool and rocking, I don't know what troubles you got.
Well, it sounds like the dad... Yeah, the dad sounds like if he was abusive and he was drunk, it's not a surprise that he is, you know, selling these items looking
Correct.
For a fast buck because he's an addict and he's not going to be making good choices for the majority of the time he's using. I think we know this. I mean, so this is what's so messed up, you know, about addiction.
And this man ain't said none about no recovery. He
nope.
said none about him not being, you know, whatever. So I'm assuming that he's still actively doing this to himself and to other people, you know, those around him. He is an only child, so he don't got no cousins, nobody else to play with, right? So this is the sole responsibility.
Yeah.
That's not a word. That's not a word. But
DZ,
he's the sole,
we
he's
make
the sole
up words on this show.
We sure do.
It's fine.
He's the sole responsibility of all of the things and jewelry. That were left to you by your grandparents, which technically weren't really left to you. They were left to be delegated to you. The delegation didn't delegate.
Listen to this text. Okay, so Carl texted in. Carl said, this is clearly domestic abuse, trauma, and really does suck, and all the things taken away from you. Just take the possessions and not get involved with your family members and just keep it based on the will. Don't sue because it's not worth it. But Carl, the problem is, I don't even think they can get a hold of the possessions. When this person emailed in,
and
they said...
And where's the will?
I don't know where the will is. I mean, obviously, if the will says they're yours, you could sue the dad.
You got something.
What
you
are you
going
to get out of them? What are you going to get out of them? So it's like, how do you get any poetic justice out of this?
I can almost guarantee you the highest value jewelry was sold first, so that's gone.
And for,
you know what I'm saying?
And they said in the email, for pennies on the dollar. Okay, 414-533-1037. So you're saying let it go? Is that what you think, TZ?
Yeah, I'm saying get help for whatever you're actually feeling because you're misplacing all of your emotions and you're throwing it into this jewelry when it's got nothing to do about it.
Mm.
You haven't, I'm genuinely thinking you haven't addressed the trauma, the abuse, the passiveness that you had to invoke into your life.
Yeah.
You haven't addressed any of that in your adulthood.
Mm-mm.
And it's now coming out in jewelry because you're going, I finally got a chance to get him back. Maybe you don't. Maybe you shouldn't even care about it.
I think the dad's going to continue to traumatize you your whole life. Because part of me is like, no, go get him. Show him what's up. But then I'm like, you're trying to reason with a guy who's not going to be rational anyway, especially if he's drunk.
He didn't rationalize with you as a child.
Mm-hmm.
What you think's going to happen as an adult? You're no longer a baby to him, and you're probably no longer his child to him. I hate to say it.
Yeah.
Let me stop.
So the will came out. His grandma died 20 years ago. His dad was an only child who inherited everything. And now his grandpa passed away, and he finds out that all this stuff was jewelry was supposed to be given to specific people, including him or her, whoever wrote in, and now the dad is selling it all. So it's like, am I justified? Should I let it go? What should I do? All right, the phones are ringing, and we're going to talk to you guys next.
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
What, you got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do? On Kiss FM.
So, DZ, the problem is, we got this email. They wanted to be on Am I the Jerk, but this really is a What Would DZ Do? Their grandma died 20 years ago, left specific pieces of jewelry to all the grandkids in the will, and now the dad, who's a drunk, the son of the grandma, and the grandfather finally passes away, and now the dad is selling all the jewelry that is left to these people in the will. So, legally, they have a case, but it's a matter of, do you want to deal with this? Do you want to push it? Do you want to go to court? Or do you want to let it go?
Yeah, I mean, you don't. They said on the front end they don't care for the value. If you cared for the value, whether sentimental or actual monetary value, mm-hmm. is one thing. But, yep. but they don't.
No.
They just feel like fighting. Finally, like what?
This well, is the ill? Carol's in Racine. Good morning, Carol. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing good. How are you guys?
We're great. I think. Well, I'm okay. I don't know about DZ.
Hey, we trucking through, Carol. Listen, yep. I'm on air, so this feels good.
Mm-hmm. I'm glad he's back, Carol. What would you do in this situation? This trigger you?
I've been in that situation for money. They gave us like 18 grand a piece, and then we had to pay it back because his wife wanted it, and we had to pay it back. And I actually had paid off my car. I paid off these things. It's getting an attorney involved, so it wasn't fun. But believe it or not, we still like her. We're still friends.
Are you kidding me?
Whoa!
No, because you know what. We had to pay about $4,000 back because of somebody's egregious error. But I think
because of somebody's error.
I paid the full 18 back. No, we're not friends after paying the full 18 back.
And you know what? She never knew that we got the money first. And we're not going to say that. She'll probably figure it out now.
This is a whole nother what would DZ do? Hold on. She didn't know we got the money first.
No, we're just keeping it on the double.
I stood up because now the story's getting really good. I'm like, wait a second. Hold on. Now I'm in. Carol, I thought you were just going to be all, and you're like, so then we got the money and we took it.
No, we did take it. That was an error on our part.
Fair enough.
About the jewelry,
yeah.
We didn't have that situation, but I think if it's been 20 years, like they said, they don't care about the amount.
Yeah.
They have the memories. It's not worth it because when the day comes and he's alone and he's no longer with you or he's sick or ill, you've been the better person.
Well, you're right. You're going to be just fine in the end.
For not being there. Yep.
For not being there, he's going to die alone, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Because of the choices he made. And I think they should just move on and focus on the people that they have in their lives right now.
That's my advice.
That's positive.
Man, that's so good.
All right.
Carol, thank you. And stop stealing people's money, would you? Come on.
And if you do slide some my way,
right?
She said you better not have a limp.
Hey, wait. Get her off the phone.
Bye, Carol. Love you.
Much love, Carol. Bye.
She needs to call back again. Let me tell you what. All right, next up.
The rib quick. She said you better not have a limp.
I'm scared to pull the next person up because she's always got to say something smart, you know.
Oh, Lord.
Amanda. Oh, that's my girl. Girl, I'm scared. Okay, so what do you think? Should they let it go? The dad is selling all of the items the grandma left him in the will.
Yeah, I've actually been through this. When my uncle died, my mom, her brother. So I was supposed to get the Viper, and I was like really excited about that.
You were listed.
It's a car.
He had a Viper.
Yeah.
Damn. Okay.
I guess he had a whole room of like an arcade of like stuff.
Nice. Okay. Really so cool. He leaves you a car.
Yeah. And I never got it because, I don't know what happened.
How did you find out? Did he tell you or did you see it in the will?
Yeah. What happened?
Well, he said it, but he was also asking for information to give us too. Like he was going to give all of us kids something. I don't know what happened, but I didn't get anything.
What if he was
like Willy Wonka?
He overpromised. He's like, you're going to get my Viper. You know what's funny?
He probably didn't even have one.
This is like me going up to Sammy and Danny and being like,
no, he did.
I'm going to give you my Lamborghini one day.
Nine people got offered a Viper. None received one.
None of them. Yeah, I went on a date last night, and I can't wait to tell you about it, DZ. I cannot wait.
Okay.
103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ. So DZ still recovering from his knee surgery. We're going to get into Am I the Jerk? Then we're going to give away the 21 Pilots tickets. And then I got to tell you about this date because when this guy told me who we had in common, I almost fell over. And he didn't realize that we had somebody in. Neither of us realized we had somebody in common. That's what was.
Y'all both know common?
I wish. No, that's another one I wish I knew. But anyway. Why are you sidetracking me with hot men right now? See? Okay, no, so DZ.
Hey, him and Jennifer Hudson are locked in. Leave them alone.
Fine, fine. I will tell you, though, I was out yesterday at the grand opening of the Tsunami Express car wash. And, of course, people were asking about you, DZ. Everybody that pulled up.
I almost surprised you and pulled up. I ain't going to lie. But it was too far for me to make it and in the middle of the nap time. And you know how that goes.
Oh, I would have been so excited. Well, they're doing free washes in New Berlin at that Tsunami Express till like July 5th. So you can still pull
still?
Up. Yeah. Yeah,
well,
it's the grand opening.
I might surprise them then.
Yep, only at that location. Only at that location in New Berlin. So anyway, so I was there and people were saying hi, but I think we should do a class almost like they do at the Apple Store. This is where I'm going with this because I kept meeting listeners who were like, I love listening to you guys. And then it'd be some lady who'd be like, but then my drive got shorter. And I was like, well, you can still listen. I was
keep listening just because you ain't in the car.
Oh, I love the app. I'm like, well, you can keep listening on the app, you know, even
we're
when you get
out
to
of
work.
The 1900s.
Yeah. And then I said, well, you know, we put the whole show up every single day. If you miss anything, like I have friends who just walk or work out and listen to our podcast. It's like an hour straight through of just the show, you know?
Oh, we're like their workout music soundtrack for real, for real. Yeah. Especially for their warm up. Plenty of friends that are like, I just listen to y'all when I'm warming up. And then, you know, for that hour, I'll switch it over once I'm getting into like the workout. I'm like, oh, that's great. Thank you. Yeah.
I have an idea that we should train people how to evolve.
A master
like
class?
For the Odyssey app or how to listen to Allie and DZ online because we've
not
evolved.
Not in the car.
Most people, a lot of people don't even have radios at home, right? Hudson, I was going to give him all the ice cream he wanted one day because he taught one of my friends. I guess she taught her how to listen to Kiss on Apple Music. I'm like, Hudson, you are so the biggest fan. We love you
that
right
part.
Now.
That
she was
part.
Like, I didn't even know I could do this. I'm like, you
who needs
listen
an
to
intern
us?
When you've got children?
Get to work, kid. Well, how you feeling, DZ, before we get into Am I the Jerk? You okay?
Yeah, I'm good. I just got to move around. Like, my situation, when I move, it takes me a minute to move. Yeah. So then when I move back, it takes me a minute to get resituated. So I'm good. I just got to get back to comfortable because right now my leg's at an awkward angle, and that's not fun.
Well, get comfortable. Roger in Milwaukee called in, and we talked to him off the air. He's so funny. And he said, you already sound better, and I actually agree. I can tell every day you sound a little bit. Your disposition, you sound a little bit more upbeat every single day. And, you know,
good.
You can tell
because I don't
better.
Notice it. Okay,
really?
Good. I'm going to need y'all to keep telling me that because I don't notice it because I don't immediately feel it. But if it's noticeable to y'all, I'm going to run with that. Cool.
You're
great.
Fine. I
love that.
I know you.
I love that for us.
Listen, the first like couple days you were on, you were sounded fine, but I could tell you were like,
right, fair. Fair.
And you're the guy who always says, I'll keep going. And you were like, I can't keep going. So, I mean, that was when you knew DZ had hit his limit. I was so happy that you were like, I'm over it. I can't anymore. So you are doing so much better, DZ. I really agree. I think that you sound better every day. Roger's right.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. I appreciate
stay
both
positive.
Y'all and anybody else that feels that way. And if you disagree, just
screw
don't
you.
Call us.
Screw you. Uh-huh. Maybe by the third weekend of Summerfest, I'll get you in that wheelchair. You never
shut it's, up. It's, see, you be see, you be telling me, oh, you're doing so good, and then you be ribbing, bro.
I was trying to give you hope. But you're
whatever.
That ain't happening. Okay, wait. The doctor appointment is, only a few days away.
Only July 1st. My doctor's appointment, I got a therapy session today where they're going to recheck mobility, see where I'm at, maybe tell me if I can do more exercises,
PT.
Different exercises.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, physical therapy. But my actual appointment, a follow-up, my second post-op with my surgeon and her team, shout out Dr. Lisa Sienkiewicz, is on July 1st. So July 1st is going to be my next date, and hopefully I get more weight that I can put on my leg. Hopefully I can get clear to drive. Hopefully I can get clear to return, full go in person.
If you get cleared, let me tell you what. It's on.
It's over.
It's over.
Over.
It is over.
That means I
could
probably swim. Oh, it's over.
Well, come on. Let's go.
So fingers crossed. I don't want to get too aggressive, but I want to be aggressive in my recovery. So ain't no way to do it but to do it, baby. Yep. Let's get aggressive.
All right. Well, I can't wait for your appointment to find out how it goes. So, okay, we got Am I the Jerk. She said we could use her name, and she said it with her chest, and it's somebody we know. You ready for Am I the
get
Jerk?
Into it, right?
Well,
let's get into
let's
it.
Let's go.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Okay, DZ, she said, girl, do I have am I the jerk for you? That's how it starts.
let's continue.
So this, she said, you can say it. Say her name. She's saying it with her chest. Kate the Great from East Troy sent this one in. Okay, she's one of our regulars. She called 5 days in a row, and she wants to know if they're the jerk for refusing to pay their rent, DZ.
Huh? Well, I mean, duh. Yeah, jerk. You gotta pay the rent.
Nope. I don't think they are, because listen to this. She says, 3 weeks ago, our apartment got flooded. They were supposed to fix a spigot to the outside hose a year ago. Well, they didn't fix it, and someone new came along and turned the water on to our unit, and for 5 flipping hours, water rushed into our apartment, making it inhabitable, and we were displaced. They put us in a one-bedroom apartment. We have a 2-bed, 2-bath. That was annoying while they fixed ours. 3 weeks later, we're moved back in. We have over $10,000 in water damage to our things and are still waiting for insurance to finalize. But after all of this, they want us to pay rent for this month. She says, are you crazy? With 5 question marks after. She says, are you crazy? We just had to move out for more than half of the month, and you want me to pay rent? 4 question marks after that one. She said, I don't
Exclamation points and question marks.
Kate the Great wrote like I talk, man. She said, I don't think I should at all. We have been completely uprooted and had to start from new. You can definitely use my name. I'm kind of looking if anyone has advice or a similar situation. Hope all is well. Kate the Great. Okay, so let me get this straight.
This ain't what would DZ do. This is not a jerk, so you don't get no advice on this one.
We're flipped around all the way today on these segments, let me tell you. Everybody's writing in for the wrong ones. She wants to know, are they the jerk if they don't pay their rent? Because again, this is like a legal thing. Again, like what would DZ do was, but it's different, you know?
See, and the thing is, I've personally not gone through this in such a grand capacity, but we had friends that had like their kitchen fall through basically. they were staring, and you know these friends, Vince and Becca, shout out to homies. They had their kitchen floor just like rot out. You know, one of the walls had been letting water just seep in from rain. One of these landlord special situations where they hadn't fixed it, just new people kept moving in, and the long-term tenants moved out finally. And they found out that they literally could have fallen through their kitchen into their basement at any point in time.
No.
So for a while, they didn't have a kitchen.
Wow.
And I mean like 6 months of a while, right?
Yeah. So,
They wouldn't have been the jerks had they moved out. They wouldn't have been the jerks had they stopped paying rent. They wouldn't have been the jerks had they disagreed. Thankfully, they came to an agreement with their landlord.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not always the situation.
No.
Right?
No, what? Go ahead.
You were asked to pay rent when technically you had agreed to pay rent.
Uh-huh.
If you're being asked to cover the entire amount, bet. But as a renter with renter's insurance, that should be part of that, you know, renter's insurance when you make that claim to either pay for a stay or pay for the, you know, cover expenses, cover rent. That could be claimed. Technically, I don't think it was expecting this to happen, G.
Let me tell you why you're wrong. Because first of all, they put them in a one bedroom when they have a 2-bedroom to begin with. So they already put them in a smaller apartment in the meantime. And then they got $10,000 in water damage and they still want them to pay rent? Hell to the no. Absolutely not the jerk, in my opinion, Kate. I would be so on fire as well.
I would not be bothered, but nobody planned for this.
No.
Nobody was expecting this. The owner, the renter. So as a renter, you got to go, well, I got to be a little understanding, right?
And let me tell you why. Another reason, because in college, this happened the same thing with Vince and Becca that happened to me. I had rented this little house. I was paying like $400 a month, which was super cheap then. And I remember there was water coming down. There was water coming down like in all over the house,
everywhere,
right? All
everywhere.
Over.
Okay.
So I called the slumlord because that's what he was. And I was like, yo. I can't keep putting pots out. You better fix the roof. And do you know what he said to me? He goes, I can't afford it. And I looked at him and I go, that's not my problem. This is your house and I rent it. And if you don't fix that roof, I'm calling somebody, dude. I was like, you can't live here. Okay. And you're renting this to me. And there's probably mold everywhere. I mean, it's
100%. Yeah. No, that isn't even a question. There was guaranteed mold.
So he fixed
everywhere.
The roof, by the way, and I did not care, and I moved on with my life. But he tried to do that to me. I can't afford it. Well, I don't care. Well, that's not my problem. That's not my problem.
Yeah. I feel you, but where's the level of understanding? I mean, you can't just flat out say, it was flooded. It's on you. It was flooded, right?
There's like, no understanding because they were supposed to fix the spigot on the outside a year ago.
Dang.
You forgot that part, didn't you? See, I'm trying. We're in a court of law right now. All right, 414-533-1037. Kate the Great.
The spigot. Dang it. That was admissible in court. The dang spigot.
The spigot came out. I had you with the spigot every time. Somebody said, not the jerk. The landlord knew there was a problem a year ago, and if you would have fixed the problem, this wouldn't be an issue now. So they're going back to the spigot, see?
Yeah, the spigot's coming back to bite me in the bicket.
Somebody said, I'm a property manager in the area, and that's terrible customer service on the management's part, but they should consult an attorney. A girl, yes. No, it's crazy, right? But this happens all the time with people renting. There are so many landlords who suck. There are so many slumlords, and they get away with it because nobody holds them accountable or people can't afford because you're already renting. You can't afford to take them to court. It's just messed up, the whole thing,
man. You know what they do?
Getting mad now.
They end up giving you a discount if you take care of it yourself. I remember that old tale as old as time.
Oh, is that what they say?
Hey, if you just if you just vacuum up the flood in the basement yourself, I'll give you $500 off rent. I've been there.
Did you take it?
I took the $500 off rent.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna lie. I made it $600.
Thank God.
You gotta haggle.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
DZ, I just realized all the problems today involve money and people getting screwed over.
Oh, is that the mode we're in right now?
I guess, because what would DZ do was about inheritance. Now, this is Kate the Great's upset because their apartment got flooded after the landlord did not fix the spigot a year ago, and now they want them to pay rent. So they moved him to a one-bedroom instead of the two-bedroom they have, and they want him to pay rent. And she's like, am I the jerk for not paying my rent? And I say, hell no.
I'm leaning towards a little bit of a yes.
You're out of your mind. Okay, you
but
know
then
what?
Y'all keep bringing up that dang spigot.
I know. I'm bringing in backup, though. You know who it is. Santino in Sheboygan.
Hey, good morning.
What's going on, yeah, Santino?
Nothing much. Glad to see DZ doing better.
I know.
On his path to great healing.
Mm-hmm. Well, tell us, is she the jerk or not for not paying the rent?
That part.
No, she's not the jerk. Mm. Because if that was supposed to have been fixed by the landlord a year ago, how are you going to penalize the renter for your mishap of not fixing the equipment or the house when it should have been done?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, I know, 100%.
DZ, you said something earlier, but then y'all kept going. I started listening. I forgot it. It is the owner's.
So relatable. I was listening and then I forgot what you said.
Then I started thinking my own stuff. You know how it goes.
So relatable. Go on, Santino.
It is the owner's responsibility.
Yeah.
The owner's responsibility to take care of that, because if it was done a year ago, they wouldn't have $10,000 in damage. I would then countersue if they, I'll pay you my rent, but you got to pay me $10,000 for damage.
Ooh.
And don't tell me to use my renter's insurance either, because it's not happening.
Well, why wouldn't you use the renter's insurance if it flooded? Why wouldn't you?
If you have it.
No. I'm saying that the owner needs to pay me for the damages versus me using my insurance.
I wish. Now you went too far, Santino. Hear me out,
Allie. Hear me out. Wait a second.
If I have to pay my rent,
that's equivalent to probably the what do you call that?
Security deposit.
Not the security deposit. Gosh,
I have no idea where we're going.
Deductible. My wife said that.
Of the renter's insurance.
Oh, right.
I get where you're
honestly
going with it.
I think they should get the renter's insurance, which will pay for their belongings, and they should have free rent if the thing got flooded because the guy didn't fix something. Come on,
should be free rent. But
yeah,
the thing is, y'all just know this landlord is using this rent money to pay for the fix because they ain't got the bread like that.
And I
don't know what else it would be besides them saying, "I basically need you to pay for the fix,"
or they have the bread and they don't care, which is a lot of landlords.
Using it for the strip club.
Santino, what the hell? Goodbye. Okay, I'm hanging up on him. That just went left. I literally hung up on him. What's he talking about?
He just got back from a boys' vacation, so his mindset's all
different.
He
did?
Uh-huh.
Oh, that makes a little more sense.
He's thinking about golfing.
I gotcha. I was like, that was so random from Santino. All right, Danielle's in Butler this morning. Let me pull her up. Danielle, good morning.
Good morning.
All right.
Morning, morning.
Santino said not the jerk. Kate the Great wants to know, is she the jerk if she doesn't pay her rent after it flooded for that month?
Hell no.
She's
flat out.
The end.
Bye now.
I was a property manager for far too long, and I know the logistics and the laws, and they shouldn't have rights. No, they should not be paying their rent, and the landlord should be paying the deductible on top of the repairs because they should have fixed it over a year ago. They should have paper trail that and everything.
So wait. Santino is right.
Danielle, I should hook you and Kate the Great up. You're both regulars. You guys would vibe. You'd love each other. Maybe I should connect you. Because Danielle
said they should have put her in an equal apartment too.
100%. That was, I agree. That alone was screwed up. And they might not have had one available. But
based
then
on availability,
but to put her in a smaller one and then still want your rent. I mean, it's just, the whole thing makes me annoyed.
Oh, yeah.
The whole thing sucks.
Super annoyed.
He gives us the ick. The renter's ick.
Total ick. All right. You know what? I'm going to hook you guys up on Insta or something, okay?
That's
I'll message
idea.
You, Daniel.
That's a good idea.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Love you.
Love you. Now
you're back.
Last but not least, she is on day 4 trying to get her own theme song. Janine in West Dallas. What?
Oh, she's about to do it, yo. I believe
in
her.
Girl, wait, I have to do something
good morning,
really quick.
Good morning.
Good morning. I was on a date last night in West Dallas, and the bartender says to me,
I was
at Station 6, which is a great little spot, and I was there, and the bartender goes, you ever going to give us a shout out? And I go, I didn't even know you knew who I was, but okay. So, yeah, now you're getting a shout-out. So, there, West Dallas, what up? Janine,
y'all better
jerk?
Be listening.
Uh-huh. Jerk or not the jerk for refusing to pay the rent?
So, I'm torn on this, but...
Come on.
No, seriously, because there's different... I just went through a 9-month battle with my old landlord in court.
Ooh,
because there's ways to do this, though.
Like
she's
what?
Not the jerk for withholding the rent. However, there's ways to do it. You have to do it legally. You have to put that rent in escrow and go to court. You do have to do it legally.
Oh,
yeah, you can't just say I'm not paying you.
Oh, yeah. You're saying pay it and you may get it back later if you go through the legal stuff.
You have to have the proof that like, hey,
do the right thing.
Is in the bank. My July rent, in the however many months you don't pay rent, basically, like, you got to prove that you had it ready to go for when the fix was done.
And that way, when you go to court, you can say, I did everything I was supposed to do.
Right.
I paid my rent. I followed all my duties. And this guy didn't. You got to cover all your bases. Got it. Smart.
You have to. Or unless you have agreement in writing.
Are you saying jerk or not the jerk, though? This ain't advice time. This is, are you the jerk or not?
Yeah, no. She's not the jerk for not paying the rent, but do it legally. Cover
do
your
legally.
Butt.
Fair.
Sweep it out, but you got to do it legally, girl.
Janine, Danielle, and Kate the Great are going to have a girls' night. I feel it coming on.
Oh, once we get Janine this theme song, she's getting thrown in that group chat.
It's over.
Uh-huh.
She's like, I sued somebody. Call me. I'll tell you.
I just got done with a 9-year battle, baby. What's up? I know the laws.
Janine,
it's escrow time.
We've already learned a lot about you. Janine's not afraid to sue your ass. That's what we learned about Janine in West Dallas. Look out, everybody.
Nope.
All right, Janine. Love you. Bye.
Love you back. Bye, Janine.
Oh, I love how many people called that had experience with this. Like Danielle and Janine both had a lot of experience. So that's the kind of people we need when we do
and
this.
And a different perspective of experience, too, going like, yeah, you know, you got to think of all these things. Santino had some good points, right? But going like, honestly, don't know what else to do about the situation. Altogether, I think we got some good advice for a non-advice segment.
We should. You know what? When you're right, you're right, DZ. Damn, I miss you. Okay.
And she's not the jerk.
Not the jerk. Not the jerk. We have to give away 21 Pilots tickets. DZ's got to adjust his leg. I can see you over there in pain.
You
you're
see
dying.
Me wiggling, trying
oh,
to
I
keep
see you
quiet.
Dying.
I'm like,
okay. Go adjust your leg, and we're going to give away these tickets. I'm going to take caller number... I'm trying to mix it up a little. I'm going to go with... 53. What now? I'm going to regret that, though, when I start I'm going to regret that when I start answering phones.
No parts of this one.
Oh, we're giving away these tickets to 21 Pilots, then a special edition of Dumpster Fire, and I'll tell you about my date last night. So, 414-533-1037. Why did I say caller 53 goes to see 21 Pilots? I really am regretting this. All right.
Start answering.
Good luck. 414-533-1037. We used to play pretend, wake up. You need the money. Used to play pretend, wake up. You need the money. Used to play pretend, give it your.
by the different names. We would build a rocket ship and then we'd fly far away. Used to dream about a space, but now they're laughing at the face, saying, wake up, you need to make money.
Ooh, they're coming to the AmFam Amphitheater in September. 21 pilots right there. DZ said it's one of the best shows he's ever been to. 103.7 Kiss FM. I got through all the calls, DZ. I got to caller 53, and I can't believe it. So I
got, you didn't even lie about it.
I really did. You heard him.
Melissa. I would have 1-2 skip a feud.
Melissa, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm so good. How are you guys?
What city are you in?
I'm in Waukesha.
Nice. Very nice.
Shout out Waukesha, man.
Yeah. Shout out. You know what? I should focus on one thing at a time because we're giving away tickets to the Waukesha County Fair on our website, 1037kissfm.com. But more importantly, I have good news for you, Melissa, because you called for the 21 Pilots tickets, right?
I did.
Well, that's really nice. Thanks for calling. Go try to win those Waukesha.
Go try to win
County.
Them Waukesha. Yep.
I'm just kidding. You're going, girl.
Yay. Oh, my God. I am so excited.
We're excited for you. Congratulations. DZ said it was one of his favorite concerts, 21 Pilots.
Have you seen him live?
I have twice, actually. And
she can vouch.
Another big amazing.
I love this.
I told you.
This is second winner this week who's a huge fan.
They got pool.
They have a cult following, I swear, man.
They got the juice like that, man.
Damn. Well, I'm really excited for you, Melissa. Hold on, okay? Because we're going to get you hooked up. I just need to get some more info from you. Do you want to chime in at all for Am I the Jerk since we've been letting people do that who win?
You know, when I got in my car, I only heard the tail end of it.
That's okay.
But it sounds like she's not the jerk.
Yeah, she shouldn't be paying rent when it got flooded.
I don't believe she should, but like the last caller said, I feel like she should do it in a smart way.
Yeah, no,
but
absolutely.
But she's definitely not the jerk. I mean, renting is hard and landlords are terrible sometimes, so I don't blame her.
Yes, that's true.
Definitely right. Smart she said that, because I would have been not withholding rent and escrow. I would have been spending it at Target.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
Yeah,
and we do anyway, so let's be real. Melissa.
Well, but the mortgage is covered at least.
Right, exactly. Hold on, Melissa, because I've got to get info from you. I got to talk about my date. DZ's got to move around. We got stuff going on, okay? So hold on, Melissa, okay?
Okay, thank you so
all
much,
right.
Guys.
No problem.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
I'm going to get some info from her, and then we'll do another chance tomorrow at the same time. And then I just found out what we're giving away next week.
So it's going to be a good time. I'm definitely going to be here next week. Just know that. Unless something goes very south, I'm going to be here next week. That's a good gift.
I immediately thought of you and Aaron when I saw what we have next week. I thought,
it's lit. Yep.
Okay, DZ, go readjust. Can you stay for like 10 minutes or not?
I'll give you 30.
Yes! I'm so excited because I have so many things I want to talk to you about, not just my date. Okay.
I got this ice machine on my leg now. I'm solid. Appreciate you, Sister Shannon. She plugged me with the ice machine for surgery. It's been a game changer.
Well, you know what? I'm going to tell you about my date next after Baby Girl. If you don't walk around going, Baby Girl, you will now.
Yeah, honestly, though. Yeah, for real.
103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ. So do I play the dumpster fire intro or do we just talk about it?
I think that's up to you, but it's only right in my opinion.
You always do this to me when I bring up my dates on a random day. Fine, here it is.
Ladies will laugh. Gentlemen may cry. We're putting your DMs on blast with dumpster fire dating.
I can't believe they're still invested in this saga. You guys, aren't you bored yet?
No.
Damn it. Okay, fine. Okay,
50-50 maybe for some people. I don't
know. Depends on the day. No matter what I do, if my dating life lags, the people are like, what's going on? Who are you seeing? I'm like, chill out.
The juice.
All right, well, I did go on a date last night. I've been dying to tell you about this because it was weird.
Okay.
I got weirded out, and I mean weirded out, because DZ, you know where I live. You've been to my house multiple times, and you are very well aware of my street and where I live, okay? And
I'm prefacing. You want me to say your address?
Hell no, you better knock it off.
Oh, okay, I was just making sure.
I live on a street that has maybe six houses. I'm just setting it up for everybody, okay? So last night when I met this guy on Hinge, and we matched years ago, like probably 2 years ago, and we would match and then not go out, and we would talk and then not go out. And so this year he messaged me and he goes, so are we going to just say what's going on every year around Summerfest time? He was like, it's our... he basically said...
Are we just going to check in around the same time
every
year? He said,
it's our anniversary at Summerfest. Like,
that's funny.
So I was like, oh,
bro,
you know what? Let's just go out already. Let's stop. I don't have time for this. So yeah. I set up a date and we went out last night. And right. First of all, he was super late. Like, I've never been on a date.
Later than you?
Oh, way later. I've never been on a date where a guy was that late or late. I've never been on a date where a guy's been late, period. They're
fashionably
always
late.
They're always there before me. They're always like sitting waiting. And that's the way. And I was like, oh, this is weird. So I went in, got my own damn drink, and I paid for it. And the bartender goes, shout out Cole. He goes, you want to leave it open? I go, no, I'm meeting somebody and they're paying for the rest. Because he's late and that's it, you know? So that's it. So he was totally a gentleman. He came in. He's like, I'm sorry. Every time I have a date, I get stuck at work late and blah. You know, all the excuses I say when I'm late to stuff.
When
you're
running late to stuff.
It's fine. I was like, oh, so
my bad.
Just like
the dog
me.
Puked on the carpet. I don't got a dog no more. Wait.
But it was fine. You know, he was nice. We were talking. He brought up his ex a lot, which was a little, he's been divorced he's been divorced for like years. So I was like, okay. But then I was like, take it easy, you know? Fine. And then, we were talking about where we lived and he was like, oh, you know, I'm in Shorewood. And I'm like, oh, you know, I'm out in New Berlin. And he goes, oh, I have friends out there. And I go, oh, really? And I go, well, where do they live? Thinking he'll give me like a general area.
Cross streets. Yeah.
I kid you not, DZ. He looks me dead in the eye and clueless and says my street.
Like your actual street?
Yes. And there's a...
Like he looked you blank in the face and
said
Main
oh, my
street?
Friends live on Main Street. Like, let's just say that's my street. And I looked at him and I panicked. I was like, wait, what?
Where on Main Street? Where
like,
on Main Street?
Wait, are you sure? And I'm panicking. So now I'm scanning my neighbors because there's only six. I'm like, who the hell does he know?
That's
I'm like,
right.
Who the hell does he know? And I'm like, and how did we match for all these years and me not know he knows, has a friend on my street?
Fair enough.
There's six people. Yeah.
So clearly, the conversation never evolved that much.
It did not. It was more like we had not gotten that far. So then he says my street, and I'm like, "Are you serious?" He's like, "Yeah." And I go, "And what are their names?" And he says their names. It's my neighbors, Andrew and Jesse, on the corner. I know exactly who they are. And I go, "Are you kidding me?" And I go,
"Are you for real?"
He goes, "Yeah." And I go, "So you've been to their house? Like you've been on my street? You've literally I live across the street, dude." Like, are
you
kidding me?
Arguably, he knows where you live, too.
He did. We looked at the street map, and I said, that's the one, because he's been to their house. He knows exactly where I live. Yeah. And I go, so you guys have never, you've never discussed that I live on their street, clearly. He never listens to us on the radio, so he had no clue, and that it was never connected. So I immediately text message my neighbor, and I go, Mayday! And I send him a pic of me with this guy that they've been friends since, like, I don't know, since, like, they all lived in Madison, like, years ago.
Oh, so they've been friends for a while. They've been friends in different cities.
Like, can you believe that?
Yeah, they're cool. They're not just okay. They're friends.
But for a second, I looked at him, and I go, do you understand when you said my street name, how creeped out I got when I asked you who you knew in my city? Like, that was weird.
Yeah, I would have felt weird about that. I'm not going to lie. I would have felt like there's no way, and you're just stalking.
Yeah. So I sent a picture to my neighbor, and he writes back and says, whoa, and then says the guy's name in all caps. He said, when two worlds collide, he said, please keep dating him. He's a wonderful man. He is my vote of approval for your hand in second and third dating. So I wrote back, noted.
So, I mean, it's small walkie though at the end of the day, bro.
Neighbor, but I'm kind of, you know what I'm really annoyed about? Is that my neighbors,
New Berlin.
That they have single friends that I didn't know about this whole time. Forget you guys.
You gotta kick it with your neighbors more often, man.
A single mom across the street. Hook a girl up, would ya? This whole time.
They clearly weren't hooking a homie up either.
I gotta meet a guy on a dating app that you're friends with? Unbelievable.
They letting y'all do the work on y'all own. They said, listen, we're not gonna be they do what we would do. We're not gonna be the reason why we put two people together and then they don't work out. If they organically meet on their own, won't he do it?
That's
look
fair.
At God.
Because my thought was, I don't know if I can date this guy because if this goes bad, I've been neighbors with these people for probably 8 years. There's no way I want to have to break a guy's heart break my heart, and then he pulls up in the neighbor's driveway because they're friends. I mean, imagine the scenarios.
I can.
Or do we date? We get along, we fall in love, and we have best friends across the street. Or, think of the options. Or,
there's too many to fathom. There's too many. Honestly.
But I'm honestly feel like it's, I think like it's too close. It's too
you
close.
You think he's too inside too
yes.
fast?
Yeah.
Because really, that was a first
yes
date,
no.
right?
Yeah, it was.
Because at the same, bro, I'll tell you where my head's at with this one.
Tell me.
When you tell me, hey, I've got friends on Main Street, and I go, Main Street where?
Yeah, and they go.
And they say, at 369 Main Street. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, well, I'm at 360 Main mm-hmm. Street. You talking about old boy and old girl across the way? I know
it's
them.
Crazy.
Like, I literally know. You know what I'm saying?
Literally, like, these neighbors brought cookies for the boys. They're so kind. Like, I'm telling you, I know these. They're outside all the time with the kids.
I'd be creeped out. I'm a little too preventative to feel like that was just chance,
mm-hmm.
right? To me,
there's
little chance in the world. Yeah, yeah, this isn't random, in my opinion. I'm going to just tell you straight up. I would have probably cut it right then and there and been like, nah, too weird.
Really? Too
weird. And you know I'm the one to give things an opportunity and be like, well, you never know. The universe, blah. Nope. I would have been so weirded out that I just don't think I could do it. I'd have to hit it. I'd be like, no, thank you. You are way entirely too close to Main mm-hmm. Street for you to be a Main Street for me. No,
yeah, because he's like, he is a nice guy. Somebody said, Allie, you're sabotaging it already. No, I'm not. I'm trying.
Then let me do it.
DZ, go. But you're right. You know what? When you're right, you're right. DZ, sabotage it for me. I mean,
bruh.
He's... I gave him my number because obviously he knows where I live.
I mean, at this rate,
jeez. So I gave him my number.
He doesn't need your number. He knows your address.
And I gave him a hug when we left because I felt comfortable with him because he knew my neighbors for years. Like, they all went back to the Madison days. But that being said, I felt comfortable with him, but almost like, oh, I could totally hang out with you. But I don't know if this is going to be romantic. I almost think we're...
It's a quick friend zone.
I think it's a quick friend zone.
And if somebody like that, you know, can work themselves out of the friend zone because you mm-hmm. originally met and had no clue that each other knew people that had, you know, somebody close in common, that friend zone can be worked out. But in my opinion, that's an immediate friend zone because you're just automatically too fast inside and too close to me,
and
to my world, to my surroundings.
You
now, even if we don't work out or even if we're not on a second date, for all I know, you could make up a reason to go hang out with your friends just to come by up my street and see me. Nah, we good.
Mm-hmm.
I'm good on that.
Somebody said, nah, I disagree, DZ. If they've matched for years and have a Summerfest anniversary, then he would have done weird-ish years ago. Oh, okay. Well,
false.
I don't think he's weird.
Not
I just
at Summerfest.
I just think he came here from Madison. He didn't really know much about us, right? And he's got friends that he knows from college, and we just never connected the dots. Somebody else said...
He clearly don't listen to us on the radio.
He doesn't.
I'm not thinking
he doesn't.
Just preventatively minded. I don't think this guy is an actual creeper. Let me just stop there.
I don't think
this guy's got anything wrong. But I'm just saying I would be way entirely too freaked out in this situation. So I'm like, no, I'm automatically out. The world brought us way too close together too fast, and I want to run now. That's weird.
Did I read this one where Heather said too close to home, literally? Heather in West Dallas?
No, but that's exactly what it is.
Too close to home.
Because literally.
Even my neighbors, I mean, they're cool. I'm not worried about them being like, oh, she's got a guy. I mean, I'm very open about
whatever I'm doing.
But somebody said, think positive, not friend zone all the time. Somebody said, this response could be why you've never known before. Shy guy that other people are supporting. You'd be weird or dumb not to give it a chance. Damn, Muriel in Milwaukee. Damn.
Muriel, I'm going to need you to chill out, bro. What's wrong with you?
Jeez. I was going with DZ for a second. I was like, your side.
Good thing this isn't what would DZ do. Jeez.
Somebody said, Allie, I wonder if the day will ever come when you run out of excuses. You guys, listen, let me tell you something. I'm not denying that I have relationship trauma. I'm not denying that I will happily sabotage things, but let me tell you something about me. Let me tell you something about me. You know when I choose to sabotage? When I actually love someone, not when I'm dating. I don't care about that, dude. It's when I actually have feelings that I'll sabotage it. You guys are thinking too far. Chill out. Give me a second and meet someone first.
A little too deep. We're forgetting that this is
a first date. I sabotage
this
when I get the feels.
First date, bro. Oh, Lord.
When I get feelings, I catch flights. You see what I'm saying? Like, then I'm like, no thanks.
That's when all of a sudden a girl's trip gets planned.
Speaking of, I need one of those. You know what, Daisy, when you're right.
Lord have mercy.
Well, that's the story. I'll keep you updated. We exchanged a few texts. We have no second date set up. And honestly, you know, we'll have to see what happens now that this guy went out. Good friends with my neighbors. I mean, you can't even make this up. It's crazy.
Second date's going to be at the homies' cookout next month. y'all just going to randomly meet up.
You know what, DZ? When you're right, you're right. All right. Thank you, everyone, for your advice. I'm going to go sabotage my own love life without all of your advice. Thank you very much. Dumpster Fire Dating's back again tomorrow. You're lucky. You get it 2 days in a row, people. You're welcome.
Tomorrow.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Ooh, somebody was getting it on by the lakefront.
didn't we already do dumpster fire, David?
We did. 103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ. We did, but apparently there's more to discuss because you told me that we have a new species in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. And I said, get out of here, DZ. What are you talking about? And then you said it was a seagull. And then I started doing research. And then I read that the two seagulls or whoever this new species mated at Lake Michigan. So you know what? Get a room, okay? No, for real. What is this story? I didn't even know you told me about this. We have a new species?
Yeah, so we had a species that's native to, like, the southern part of the hemisphere, South America, like a gull that is not typical to our parts of the world.
They found a seagull in Milwaukee that didn't belong here, basically. Is that what you're saying?
Okay. It had migrated so far north, and, I mean, who knows why? I'm not a scientist.
Why the hell would you come here? Come on.
But it got thrown off course. It decided to migrate somewhere differently. Rather than staying in the south, it migrated north. This bird that's kind of common in Colombia, the country that I'm from, ended up mating. The kelp gull ended up mating with a herring gull, which is native to Milwaukee, and now have made an unknown species that has drawn a new type of gull, basically. A kelp gull. Mixed with herring gull.
It's not a sea. You keep saying gull. I've never called it a gull. So it's not a seagull. It's just the bird is a gull.
Well, there's seagulls, there's herring gulls, there's kelp gulls, there's a bunch of different gulls.
And look, I hate my birds in my yard, okay? So now you're trying to get me to this seagull stuff, okay? Triggered! Every Saturday morning. Shut up! Okay, sorry, anyway. they get up too early, so you were saying, so they mate.
But there's already a bunch of different species of gulls, if you will, not just a seagull, but the different gulls in Wisconsin. And this just marks another one, so we're really out here breaking the mold. Like, when somebody is impossible, the kelp gull done pulled up and said, hold my wing and watch me work.
Watch me get Wisconsin, it on with random birds and make a new species. What up now?
Now Wisconsin has a whole new different bird, a brand new bird that has never been seen before. Wow. A Wisconsin first, and we're introducing it to the world.
It says people are traveling here to see this thing. Oh, come on, you bird watchers. Come on.
There is bird people out there in the world that are going, there's a new bird discovered and I could travel to see it? Yes.
The Journal Sentinel called them birders, and it has birders traveling. Is that birders? Is that a bird fan?
Yep.
A birder?
Birding is a real thing. Birding is a real thing.
Traveling in Milwaukee from near and far. So wait, and this is a Colombian seagull? Or gull or whatever? You said
it's
America.
The kelp gull is more common in South America. It is common in Colombia, obviously, but it's not the only country in South America that is native to.
It says it will never be known how it ended up in Milwaukee, a small population found in Louisiana, but it's extremely rare for the species to travel this far north, which you already said. This is interesting. Okay, so I think the gull just knew that you were here. And they were like, miss my friend from Colombia, DZ. I'm going to go see him.
Where's Mr. Webb?
We need more.
Have y'all seen Mr. Wepa?
You know, like,
are y'all talking about DZ in Milwaukee? He's a little further north.
It does.
He's been to Louisiana, but he doesn't live here. No, you can smell him here, but he's further north. Further north.
It is really weird to think about one new species because, how did that bird get away from its friends and family and everyone like it, right? I guess we as people, we migrate all the time around people we don't know. What's the difference?
Now,
if I can move across the country, why can't this bird fly across America? I mean, come on.
I've got some sad news. I'll be direct. Oh, now, the kelp gull and the herring gull, they mated. They had an offspring. Unfortunately, the little baby birdie didn't make it.
Oh, God. This story gets horrible.
The hybrid. But that does mean it is a hybrid. What else do you call it? A light skin?
This mixed bird? I've never seen a mixed bird. So I mean, I guess I have, but I never thought about it.
In scientific senses, this hybrid bird, right? It didn't make it. But the thing is, it now gives us insight into the fact that it's possible. It's very much so a thing. Wow. And I think soon enough, we're going to have a whole new species that's really thriving. And more invasively probably taken over because once they figure it out, once, you know, natural selection comes about, once the two properly genomed seagull, kelp gull, and herring gull do the gull business, we're going to be in gull business.
Carl and Indy, would you knock it off? He's texting in right now to the show. Mine. Knock it off.
Can I be honest? I've been thinking that this whole time. So my dog.
Mine. Carl. Oh, my God. Somebody said chasing that gold booty. You guys are crazy. Okay, so we have a new species, and this is interesting. I wouldn't have known this. This is, if you love birds, now we're adding to the tourism. We have to mate more birds because the people are coming from all over. You're welcome to visit Milwaukee.
We'll come spend your birding money out here in the mill.
Honest to God, I had no idea. Wow.
So shout out to the Hone Bridge for being part home to these new birds. Well, I really hope that this sticks. I love it.
Down by like the lakefront or at Bradford Beach or anything, stop texting in things like gull, please. So if I
The gull on that one.
Unbelievable. If I could not with you guys. If I'm down by the lakefront, will I notice this bird? Like, if I see this bird, yes. Well, how will I know it's the special bird that migrated from South America? How will I know the one bird?
Let me explain real quick. Kelp gulls are drastically, not drastically different, but they're visibly different because the seagulls and the herring gulls that we know are normally like white on white or that grayish white tint.
Yep.
On the wings.
This one kelp has black.
Kelp gulls. Yep.
Hell yeah.
Kelp gulls. If you see a darker seagull looking, that's a kelp gull. And that is non-native to the state of Wisconsin, more non-native to the city of Milwaukee. Wow. So the fact that you're seeing a black-tipped or black-winged seagull, that's a different bird, baby girl.
That bird, maybe the bird was hot. Maybe South gull. America. Baby gull. Maybe it got hot. I don't know.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It was a baby goal. I'm hoping to see more baby goals. It was a cool time. It was a cool story. How often do you hear something out of Milwaukee that's like, oh, a new bird?
It is a cool story. Thank you for sharing. We got a new goal in Milwaukee, DZ. And now I'm adding a bird connoisseur to your resume.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent.
High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.